The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We're starting in Mitzvah Hashem, the last chelik of Mesechta. Yivam is the first Mesechta in Seder Noshim, and it's a whole new Mesechta, so to speak. The first chelik of the Mesechta, the first five, six pratim, deal with the pratim of Yibam v'Chalitza. Thereafter, from Perek Shishi through the ninth Perek, deal with the dinim of Arayis, the fallout of Arayis, the Surei Zoyne, Surei Kuhuna, the dinim of Kedushas Kuhuna, the dinim of Achilles Truma, so on and so forth. From here and in, from the 10th Perek, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, until the end of the Mesechta, deal with various Noshim and how they become the Teres L'Shuk. First of all, there's Chalitza. Chalitza on a practical level, how to do the Mitzvah Chalitza is one Perek later on. There's a different Takana called Miun. If a ketana is in a marriage which was only midrabanon in nature, in certain instances she could walk out of the marriage. How that marriage would be dissolved is the subject of another perek. Here in the 10th perek, and then all the last few prakim in the sechta, we deal with a very important area of halacha, one of the most important, and that is the issue of agunas, being mati issue l'shul. Very often, if somebody dies, the evidence that's able to be presented, we're talking times of war, natural catastrophes, tsunamis in the Far East, Rahman al-Tzlan, World Trade Center, terrorist attack, how many Nebuch stories of agunas, of remains that have to be identified in times of battle, in times of war in Eretz Yisrael. And in the previous generations, when communication was so faulty, and one place to the world, to another, was such a big place, a husband would travel to America from the shtetl, and eventually word came back he died. How did he die? The circumstances, who knew about it, what evidence was there? And this subject in times of war and in peace occupied always a very prominent part of the safros, of the literature in the shells of Tshuva Svarim. Klaisel shouldn't know from such things. We should be able to learn these in Yonim only lepopulo lasuke shmeitze, and not need to be mishtamish in them lahalokho lemaisa. But in any case, we have over here the Mishnah. They came, they told him, Meis Bailach, she got married. All the different dinim in the Mishnah discussed what happens after they were married to her, Lushuk. Her husband showed up. Everybody knows as a Hagdam, the story is a famous story, where Reb Moshe, a woman, after the war, thousands and thousands after the Holocaust, thousands upon thousands of agunas, and the Rabbanu, this is one of the first noisim the Rabbanu were busy with, being matir, whoever was able to be huta, gathering the evidence while people were still there, while the evidence was still fresh, who died, who had been sent to the left, who had been sent to the right, who had survived, who had disappeared without a trace, and so on. And there was a woman who had remarried, and many years after her remarriage, her husband showed up in South America. They came to Reb Moshe. It was a tremendous tragedy. She had a family from the second husband, Mamzerim. The Mishnah tells us, Mamzerim, Mizeh, Mizeh. And Reb Moshe forcefully denied the validity of her story, found that she broke down. The story was made up. Reb Moshe said, it's poshut by me that Rabbonim, that are L'shem Shemayim, G'deli Torah, that L'shem Shemayim, sit on a case, Mishum Iguna, to be Matir Iguna. There's a certain Kedusha, the Svarim tell us, in the being Matir Isha Lashuk, in the being Matir Aguna, in the, with the right halachic vehicles, there's a certain Indian Chuvis should not be pushed off. If the Shaila, or Shailas of this nature, have Kedimah to almost any other area in Halacha, Svarim tell us there's a deeper remez of the Klal Yisrael, the Shechina, which is Daimel Ishvi Isha, being Matir, whatever the Inyanim are. This is one, a very important area in Halacha, and it has to be dealt with responsibly. There are, we have the Loshen by us of Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabonon, which is thrown about today to encourage all types of questionable practices of being Mati Ishul Lashuk. Today, where there are stories never of women being locked up in abusive marriages, where the husband is using extortionist methods, where the husband doesn't want to give a get. What Chazal were misakin for us, we could use as a precedent. We could be Marchim, it's like Gulim, but we have to be careful to bend our will and our intellect to that of Chazal. And with that we start. And now there's a question of her getting married. The Mishnah tells us a whole list, and that's going to be the subject of the first Jubbab, of Knossos, if she got married and then the second husband was found alive, what would be the halachas of her marriage, what would be the halachas of her children, what would be the halachas super, her financial halachas, what they would be. The question is, what are we talking about over here? And the Mishnah discusses, are we talking about two Eidim came to Beis Din, one Eid came to Beis Din? And the Gemara says that Eid Echad Nemon to be Matuyin Shulashuk, Eid Echad comes to Beis Din, Eid Echad says that she is Muteris, that her husband died, that Echad is Nemon. Says the Gemara, why? The Gemara says that as a rule, Eid Echad and Bisurin. Says the Gemara on top of Peches Amir Aleph, that no, since we're dealing with a Dovah Sheba Erva, Hocho is Chazik Yisuru Deish Yisish, Vein Dovah Sheba Erva, Pocho is Mishnayim. Ein Dovah Sheba Erva, Pocho is Mishnayim. So, the Gemara says over here, only Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabona. The question is, what exactly is the nature of being Mekel on evidence that cannot be used by Raisa, and using it to be matter in Yishul Shuk? We're talking about Nisach Hamulot. So Rashi, the Rashi is famous because the Shev Shmaitzer, in the beginning of Shmaitzer Zayin and the Sefer Shev Shmaitzer discusses different Lomdish issues that relate to the Eidus of Aguna. And over there Rashi says, in a different context, and the context is important, we're talking over here about being matter Yishul Shuk based on Eid Echot. Rashi over there is talking about La'idus Isha of Eid Mipi Eid. Eid Mipi Eid, as a klal, is not Nemon. Shimon comes in the Beis Din and is made that he heard from Reuven that such and such. That Eidus is invalid. By Eidus Isha we will matter. Loimar li Isha meis bailech we will matter Eid mi pi Eid. De akilu barabonon mishum iguno v'chol de mekadish adaita de rabonon mekadish v'afkui rabonon l'kidushin minei. Rashi tells us that the way this works, to be matter in Isha l'shok, even though she has an Issa Chomer of Eid Shitzish on her, Rashi says the reason, the way it works, the dynamic that Chazal used to be matir is afkinu rabbanu kiddush minei. Again, this term afkinu rabbanu kiddush minei is something that only Chazal had a right to use to throw it about, to be matir different questionable practices, different types of get, dissolving marriage, prenuptial agreements, has no place in halacha. But over here Rashi says that the reason why we were matir evidence that otherwise would be inadmissible in Beis Din is afkinu rabbanu kiddush minei. Chazal had a right to dissolve the marriage, whether it's based on tenai of saying that the marriage in the first place was predicated on such, is a discussion in the fourth perek in Gittin. It's discussed a little bit in the Rishonim over here, but it's discussed mostly over there. It's not clear where exactly this principle comes from. Similar to the idea of dissolving property ownership, hefke bez nefke, over there you could hear it better. More understandable to confiscate property and give it to somebody else than to be mafkia or marriage. But that's what Rashi says. The problematic part of Rashi, which the Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Ruki Yosef already point out, is a very basic one. If we say afkinu rabbanu kiddush minei ki'ilu chazal were mafkia, dissolve the marriage l'mafreya, it comes out that this woman who received word, received edus, that her husband died, was never married in the first place. If she was never married in the first place, the Mishnah discusses by Rikus going through the process of Chalitza or Yibum to her husband's brother. Her husband died. There's two ramifications. Many ramifications. But the basic is A, being Matir Hilashuk. B, if she had no children, if her husband had no children, being Mechayev her Yibum Chalitza, which is the subject of our Masechta. So what happens if she got married to the brother? Then the husband showed up, of course. She can't be married to her husband because she was mezana with her brother-in-law. She can't be married to her brother-in-law because it's her brother-in-law, Tzei Shazak. So on and so forth. The Ritva and the Muki Esu say that the whole discussion about her receiving chalitza from her brother-in-law, if the marriage was dissolved and that works l'mafreya, it comes out she was never married. Why would she need chalitza? So this is a basic problem on Rashi. It could very well be that the Rashi doesn't mean it as sweeping afkinu rabbanu kiddush minei that the marriage is mamish dissolved. The Rashi in Ksuvas Daf Gimel mitigates the Rashi a little bit. He tweaks the Rashi a little bit in a way that deals with this kasha. He says that an Eid Echad Chazal believed, we have in the Gemara by us, a combination of factors. Why believe in Eid Echad? Normally, ein davar shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. We believe in Eid Echad over here, mishum yigun ha'kilu barabonin. A. B, the Rashi says, The Gemara says by us that Isha Daiku Mitzvah, the assumption is that a woman is not going to get remarried until she's very sure that the evidence that was produced was irrefutable. She'll check out the Erechot, she'll hear as much information as she can. In that case, Chazal relied on a combination of Erechot with this Chazoka that Isha Daiku Mitzvah. He says, but what happens, let's say the husband never showed up? If Rahman's son, the first husband, showed up, it shows that she didn't do her homework. If she didn't do her homework, then Chazal would never dissolve the marriage in the first place. So it's not the pshat that the marriage is dissolved in any case. The marriage is dissolved if she will, if the husband actually doesn't show up. Again, we have the same problem with this chalitza, that if the husband doesn't show up, the first husband doesn't show up, it means that the husband is dead, but why would she need chalitza? So we have to know the pshat in Rashi. It's possible, others want to suggest, that Rashi only meant it legabi eid mipi eid. Eid mipi eid, the evidence really is good evidence. The problem is only that it doesn't agree with procedural halachos. The chazal, pshat that eid mipi eid is achshash, sheker, or his nemonis is not strong enough. Chazal only accepted Eidus. Chazal learned out from Sukkim, they only accepted Eidus if it was presented from the person who saw. Oh, here the evidence is evidence. It's Eid Mipi Eid. The evidence that was presented wasn't presented in the right way. There we can be Mekel. Rashi doesn't mean that you need a real Afkin Rabbanu Kiddushin Minei. That's a discussion with Shef Shmaitza, that maybe there's a chilik between Eid Echol B'Misa and Eid Mipi Eid B'Misa. But Vinishvi, that's the Rashi. The approach of the Ritva and the Mukhi Yosef is somewhat more Mukhudishti. But you know what, before we present the Ritva and then Mukhi Yosef, let's say over the Taisus. Taisus and Bechesam and Aleph, in Dibra Maskel Mitoich, says that the Svara is to believe in Eid Echod over here. Again, there's a Tziru, if it makes sense to believe her, because Mishum Isha Daiko Mitzvah, there's a Chazoka that she did her homework, the Bezin did their homework. Even though over here we're taking evidence that would not be admissible al pi dinei Torah, Tosfos says that over here Chazal saw fit to be oikei davar min haTorah because it's not a milsa b'loy taima. It makes sense. Mistaber is that the husband died. True, normal din Torah is not to be matir eid echod with eid echod of davar shebeva a moment. Over here, it's mistaber that even though it's mipi eid echod, it's mistaber that's the truth. It's not a davakal, people don't make things up. Daiko mitzvah, there's a chazaka. Mistaba, the husband is dead. So that's not called akiyus dominator. Meaning to say, if we would have to put it in context, are we actually being matur and eshes ish l'shuk? L'chayr not. The evidence probably is clear that the husband died, even though it only came from an eid echol, it came from a responsible person, somebody who has no chashash negius, we'll see later on in the Mishnayos. Not somebody who maybe had some type of negius to want to be matur. The halacha is that we believe because the mistaber is that way. Maybe that's what Rashi means also. It's not really an afkin rabban kedushin minei. It doesn't mean that you mamish dissolve the marriage. He means a chazal did that which they wouldn't do in a normal marriage. Over here it's as if they said the marriage, but merely chazal believed because the milsa, the mistaber, is to believe. The ritva mi rabboi, the rabbi shal ritva is the ra'o, the mukiyos is the ritva. Also brings this approach. Mikoyach his kashas and Rashi, he says it's obvious over here that on the one hand the Eid Echod is really Nemun, not that Chazal dissolved the marriage, on the other hand the Gemara says Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabona. So he says like this, he says that this that Ein Dovish Reve Pokhs Mishnayim is only on something that can't be Nizbar. Something which has no way of being Nizbar later on, Kiddushin for instance. A man was Mekadosh and Isha, comes along in Eid Echod, and says that Reuven gave a ring, was Mekadosh Rachel. There's no way of proving or disproving it. He's saying a story. And Eid Echod comes along and says that Reuven gave his wife Rachel again. Again, there's no way of proving or disproving. Milsa de loy avid l'gulim momen also. Reuven crashed his car into Shimon's fender. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. A milsa de leka Ligaluye, something that's not going to be able to be nizbar later on, needs to aid him. That's something that there's no way of backing up. There's no empirical evidence. There's nothing to rely on when we rely on an aid echod. So over there, the Torah believes only two aid him, not one aid. Whether the reason for that is what the reasoning behind that is that Eir Echod is mu'olol l'shaker. If there's two people together, it's not mistaba, they're lying. That's what the Siva says. The Ktzoy says that's Exeris HaKosuv. Two are better than one. Tev v'shnayim in Eir Echod, ad kidei kach, that we have in the Mishnah in Makis, that meyo k'shnayim, if two Eidim say, al pi shnayim Eidim yochim do v'shnayim k'meyo. Two Eidim, Exeris HaKosuv, we believe, one Eid we don't believe. That's all by a milsa, the lekel legaluye. By a milsa, the avidi legluye, he explains, it's based on a Gemara later on Daf Kuf Tezayin, where the Gemara uses that nusach of Milsa David Legluye, is something where it'll come out. If a person died, Bederech Klal, either he'll show up or he won't show up. It usually doesn't happen that if a person died, so somebody, and Eir Echod comes along and says that somebody who's alive is dead. Usually, eventually, Boharut Baraglov, he'll show up. Because it's something that al pi derech hatava should be nisbar later on, so over here Chazal understood that we don't need the same level of edus. Eir Echod would be enough. The Eir Echod would be scared to be meshaker because it's a milsa David legluye, and unless he really knew what he was talking about, the way the Nesivus puts it is, and Eir Echod sometimes could imagine he saw something he didn't. It's conjecture. He only thought he saw it. He saw something similar. He didn't see Reuven actually throwing a rock through Shimon's window. He saw Reuven as it, maybe it never happened. Maybe Reuven didn't end up doing it, but he imagined it. Two Eidim, I'm not going to make up the story because the two people's imaginations don't run together. Don't cooperate. Each person is going to have his own story. If two people say the same story, that means that it actually happened. But a milsa davide legluye, a person is going to be more careful on what he says because he knows that the truth is going to come out. Sounds like a svara shomabekap. But the Ritva says that this is a true svara midairaisa. This that end of shvev epochs mishnayim is only on a milsa the lesser davide legluye. A milsa davide legluye eid echot should be nemon miikir adin. And that's the Pshat Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabon. Now again, the question is obvious. The Gemara says Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabonon because Ein Dovish Barabonon Mishnayim. It doesn't sound like the Gemara is recognizing that in this case Eid Echod would be Nemo because the Milsa Davido Legluye. So we have to read the Ritva more carefully. The Ritva, the way it's brought down in Muki Yosef, is that as a Klal Ein Dovish Barabonon Mishnayim, Chazal had a koyach to pull out cases where we felt that it would make sense to believe Eid Echod, and Chazal said that case is Neman Midaraisa. So what the Gemara means to say is that there's a rule in Dovish V'Avachs Mishnayim. It's not a regular Isser. Being Matir Nishal Deshuk is a serious business. Is a Dovish V'Avachs Mishnayim? It should need to. Mishum Iguna, because of the Choymer, because we know that the woman will be Medayik, and because we know that the truth will come out because it's a Dovah Komer, Mishum Iguna, Akilu Barabonon, calls a Nichnas to explain the Svora of the Rishonim. This approach to Rishonim is that there is an Emonis Deraisa, but it's based on what the Gemara calls like the Mishnah lists off by us in Bezayin Omid Beis Knossos, that if her husband shows up, the children of Amzem, so on and so forth, such a peckle that she's not going to dare fiddle around with the evidence. It's not going to happen. This being Mati Shalushukan, it's not going to happen. It's a Milsa David Leguia. It won't happen unless it actually is going to be that way. In that case, it echoed as Nemo. But this is Chazal being Mekel, Mishumigunu Akilu Barabonel. Chazal understood that they can be Mekel. Not that Chazal were Mekel to be Matir and Ishalushu, which would be the Mashmois of the Rashi that we mentioned. Taisius, Akir's Dovman Atayra. Chazal over here saw fit to do away with the necessity for a stronger Eidus. Would the Chazal dissolve the marriage, which is Shver, like we said in the Rashi? Im Kain, she's not married. Why would she need Chalitza to the brother of the deceased husband? If you dissolve the marriage, you'd be Matir Lashuv. It's another interesting case in point. Later on, we're going to have the halachas of Moiridin Lenachlo al pi Divrei Eir Echod. Whether the Eir Echod, the Suyan Kuf Tezayin, whether will be married Lenachel, means say, if we assume that he died, if we assume that this fellow died, there's no brothers. Let's say his closest Yerish is his second cousin. It's his closest blood relative from his father's side. That'll be his legal ear, that'll be his Yerish. If we will say that Bedine Mominis will use the Eir Echod and will allow his second cousin to move into his house, which is called Belashon Chazal Moirin Lenachla Pid Voreo, based on the words of the Erechot, is a discussion of the Enkuf Tazayin. The Mishnah discusses if we were Makel be Erva Chomer, wouldn't we be Makel be Mamon Akal? Wouldn't we be more Makel about Mamon? It could always be fixed up. Once she gets married again, she has children, those children are Mamzerim. So the discussion back and forth tells us that the Eidus over here doesn't have the level of two Eidim. Two Eidim that we're Mekel, two Eidim that we believe in Kol HaTerekul, not we're Mekel, we believe in Kol HaTerekul, Shnayim Kemeya, is not we're Mekel in the Dovah Shebeva. There's no discussion whether we would Paskin the Dine Momnes, which is the fallout of the Dine Issa, if there were two Eidim. If the Ritva is right, that over here, in this case, Erechot is Memon, Lachar, there shouldn't be a discussion on whether it's clear to us or not. So there is a Tosefes Dvarim in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Krashkash on Gittin. There is a Ritva, the what was called for many years the Chiddush Ritva, was found to be really the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Kashkash, which was a Talmud the Ritva, it's Al-Derech the Ritva, and there was another Ksaviyah that was found. So now they print up, the Mechon Yerushalayim prints up Chiddush Ritva on Gittin, Chiddush Rabbeinu Krashkash, and the newer Chiddush Ritva. Over there, Rabbeinu Krashkash and Gittin base him at base, he goes with the approach of his Rabbein, the Nemuki Yosef, who normally goes with the Ritva's approach. The Ritva, this approach is the Chiddush of the Ra'ah, the Rebbe of the Ritva. So Rabbeinu Krashkash explains this Mahalach and Gittin Beis and Beis, we have the same Gemara of Erecho Nemen B'Yisurim Ein Dovah Shebeva Pachs Mishnayim. And he explains this Mahalach B'Shem the Ramban. The Ramban is the Rebbe of the Ra'ah, so it means it goes back further than that. This was a Machlokes of that school of Rishonim Keneged the Rashi and Tosfos, and how to understand the Din of Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabon. He explains over there someone in Surah Mechudeshes. It sheds a little bit more light on what this approach is telling us. He brings a concept called Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. The Rif has an interesting discussion on this in Yevamos Daf Lamedtes, that when we're identifying somebody, for instance, there's two brothers, one brother died, we're Matir, the question is whether she had children, whether she didn't have children, whether he had children, he didn't have children, to be Matir, her the almona of the first husband, the dead husband, to his brother, the question of heavy krisus. The Rif says, even though we're talking about a dover sheba erva, we do not need level edus of two edim. Why? Because we're not really creating the din based on an eid echod identifying who's the brother, whether they were children, whether they weren't children. That's a gilui milsa ba'alma. When edim are made that Reuven divorced his wife, the divorce is what creates the het of the shulk. That's what creates the chalois that she's yotzal the shulk. If we're made that Reuven was mekadosh an isha, we're being made on something that created an issue, something that dissolved an issue. When we're made on the identity of a brother, we're not being made on that which creates the Dovah Shebe'erva. What we're doing is we're identifying physically that he is the person involved in that story. It would seem Rabbeinu Krashka seemed to understand that the Ritva was Mekel over here, because this is not a real Eidus. The Milsa Da'avida Legluye means only that this is just information that's necessary. Somebody died. The question is who? There was a story. There wasn't a story, but something happened. Whether he's the dead person or not is something that you need Eidus. You need Eidus to identify him. To identify that he was the person in the story is not, you're not creating the Heter Lashuk. The Mises Abal creates the Heter Lashuk. The Eidus is only identifying physically that which is necessary to say that he actually died. These are the words of Rabbeinu Krashkash over there in Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis. It seems to be his way of dealing with the problematic approach of the Ritva, like we said. Does the Ritva mean to say that there is no mechanism in this Milsa David Lugluye of Ein Dovah Shebeva Pachs Mishnayim L'Chayu Soysa L'Gemara? To deal with that, that's what he's suggesting, that this is not the regular Ein Dovah Shebeva Pachs Mishnayim. The Ramban himself in Mechames, later on, the end of the Masechta, he has a Sefer Osot Teres Adam, which talks about different shalas in medical shilas, the shilas of being matir ish l'shu comes up over there also. The Ramban is clear that he learns the way the Ritva says by us in the sugya, where the Ritva says that there's certain edus where even though theoretically it's a davish b'erva, if Chazal felt it's a milsa David l'gluy, Chazal can believe that edus midday raisa. We don't have to come on to an afkin rabbanu kedushmi. We don't have to be oikid davar. Where Chazal felt that the milsa is an avid l'gluy, where it's oimid l'zbarer, there we don't have to disallow evidence, even though it does not fit with the regular klal of how edus is presented in Besdin. So again, this is Rashi, this is Tais, the Ritva. These are all approaches to fine-tune how could we be matir nishal l'shuk mishum iguna akilu barabana, how could we be mekel b'isachom. The Rambam, Kedarkoi, has an interesting combination. The Rambam is mechadish when he talks on this Indian. The Rambam sounds like he takes different pieces of both approaches. The Rambam, the end of Hilchas Gerushin, it's in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, Al yikshe beinecho shehitiru eishesish lashuk, eishesish chamuru, bimatir lashuk, shelo yikpide toiru al haodah shnei edim. The Torah was only makbid that two edim have to say edus, only in a case of something that's not going to be mizbar. If it's a milsa avidu l'gluy, the Gemara says in Kufta Zayin, that that's why we believe the edus, even legabe the Yerusha, like we said. The Gemara says it over there in that context. The Rambam says that over here it's not shver why Chazal allowed eid echo. It sounds like he's going with the approach of the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ro'ah, the Nebuki Yosef. At the end, the Rambam says, lefikach, because of this, hekelu chachomim over here to do away with the din of necessity of two edim. And they said that Eid Echad is Neman. Sounds like he's not going with the approach of the Ritva. Sounds like he's going with the approach of the Rishayim that hold that we're Mekel, we're Mafkir the Kedushin. So what is it? Is it the Ritva that holds that over here is an Emonis Deraisa? Chazal determined that in this case there's an Emonis Deraisa? Or is he going with the approach of the Rishayim that Chazal were Oiker, the necessity for two Eidim? There is Mideraisa, a din of two Eidim. We were Mekel, Mishum Iguna Akil Barabona. His words. He kilu chacham to do away with the din of the end of Shabbat Baruch Mishnayim. What's interesting is that when you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, it sounds like the Rambam has two distinct halachas in the chiyuv to accept the edus only from two edim. One halacha seems to be in terms of nemonus. Nemonus of an Eid Echad is not the same as Nemonus of two Eidim. There's a chosu, we only discussed the approach of the Ktzayis, the Sivis, is it because there is a chshash v'shaka? There's a chshash of inaccuracy, or is there a chosu? But anyway, you explain this halacha, there's a halacha that Eid Echad is not Nemon. Only two Eidim are Nemon. The Rambam seems to add also that there's a procedural halacha, Bezdin. The Bezdin can't paskin al pi Eid Echad. The psak of Bezdin is only to be created. It's a procedural halacha, the same way Bezin is not the Kabbalah Eidus Balaila. Not because there's a chesaron in the nemonis of the Eidus, Bezin, the yeshiva's Bezin of accepting Eidim is Bayayim Tzigzeh Sakosim. Bezin does not deal with Eid Echad. The Shetach, the territory of Eid Echad, is an Issa V'heter, Dine Shabbos, being made, something's kosher or not, if a Mara is a Mara, a Mikvah is a Mikvah, and so on, if a Shechita is a Shechita. The realm of procedural halacha, which applies to Bezdin, is al pishnei edim. It's not a halacha whether there is nemonis or not. It's a procedural, it's a din in Bezdin. It's not so much a din in the edus. The Rambam seems to divide the halacha, and he seems to make both. Explains to Nochum that Reb Nochum Petzovich, that is the approach of the Rambam, this halacha. As far as the procedural halacha, the Chazal waived their requirements. Chazal said, even though normally we stand on the Dinei Torah that Bezdin, Sanhedrin, is only Mekabel Eidus, only Paskins Al Pi Tu Eidim, over here Bezdin Paskins Al Pi Eid Echad. Why? Mishum Iguna, Kilu Barabonon. Again, that's a procedural halacha in Sanhedrin. It's not the Pshat that we're being Mekel to be Matur Neshes Ish L'shuk. We normally we wouldn't accept the Eidus. We're mechuyev al pi Torah to only paskin al pi two Eidim. We're deciding to waive that requirement and we're paskining al pi Eid Echad. Similarly, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin that there were certain dine mamnes where even though really bezn has to be a bezn of mumchim, of smuchim, ish mi pi ish mi measure benu, in regular dine mamnes it was impossible because bezman said we don't have smuchim. The Chazal will waive their requirement and we pass in a bezn, we'll pass in even without smuchim. There's a procedural halacha, the structure of a bezn is nisiach is to two aid and not to one. Over here we're nisiach to one aid even though there's no two aid. However, we're dealing with a more fundamental question. How do we know that the guy is dead? How do we know that the husband died? If there's only an Eid Echad, there's a chesaron and nemanus. Again, the Ktzoyis says Eid Echad has no chesaron and nemanus. We can't learn according to the Ktzoyis approach. According to the Ktzoyis, you'll have to say, there is no chesaron and nemanus. There's a Gzeres HaKosuv. Over here, the Chazal waived the requirement of the Gzeres HaKosuv. But if we say there's a chesaron and nemanus, the way the Nesiva says, in Eid Echad by Dovah Shebe'erva, so then we have to ask ourselves, how we make him? How do we let an Isha go out to the Shul? Isha Chamura, children, Mamzerim, Doris, if we don't know he's dead. On that, the Rambam says, oh yeah, Yitzhe Be'en Echo. We know he's dead. It's a Milsa David L'Gluye. It means that the halacha of Milsa David L'Gluye is what gives us the assurance that the Eid Echad is saying the truth. But there's still the halacha, Midine Sanhedrin. How do we paskin if we don't have two Eidim? On that, the Rambam says, Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabon, and they were mafkia their dinim, deraiz Chazal understood that over here we have to waive the structural dinim of Bezn, of Kabbalah Seidus and Bezn. Those are the two parts of the Rambam, and it really answers all the questions that we have on either one of the approaches. Were Chazal mafkia? Chazal were not mafkia the marriage. Chazal were not mafkia their assurance that her husband had died. We know he died. Chazal were mafkia their requirements for how they proceed. Bezdin, Chazal only paskin al p2a, maybe they waive that procedure. Whether we know he's dead or not, that of course is necessary. We can't be matter initial the shul. If there might be a tragedy of Bechir Ledoris, on that we have to have the sort of Mishum Milsa David Lugluy, Betziruf, Ishadaiko Mitzvah, and so on. There's a Chazacha that over here he actually died. That's why we have the self assurance, Chazal have the self assurance, to be Mekel, to be matter. Because we know that he died. So in that aspect we take the Sfar of the Ritva in the structural and procedural halach of taking to Edim. On that we have the Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabonon, more like Rashi, that we were mafkia din, but not that we were mafkia the marriage, we were mafkia the dinim, the procedural dinim of Bezna, of how we are makabalim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.